When you think of a to-do list, it's usually like picking up dry cleaning or fixing a leaky faucet, you know, manageable tasks. But today, we are looking at a literal nation's to-do list, South Africa's National Development Plan 2030.
Yeah, it is a massive document.
It really is. And the mission of this deep dive is to extract the core blueprint from these sources, because the scale here is just monumental. The goal is to completely eliminate poverty, reduce extreme inequality, and take unemployment from a staggering 25% down to just 6% by 2030. So, okay, let's unpack this.
Right. Slashing unemployment by that much, you know, it requires looking really closely at who actually makes up the nation. South Africa is currently in the middle of a demographic transition.
Meaning what exactly?
Well, birth rates are falling, which leaves behind this massive youthful working age population. The blueprint's objective is to jump from 13 million employed citizens, which was their baseline back in 2010, up to 24 million.
Oh, wow. So they need to create 11 million entirely new jobs.
Exactly, 11 million.
That sounds like a sudden surge of electricity hitting a power grid. Like, if you have the infrastructure in place, the battery storage, or in this case, the jobs, you can catch that wave, capture the energy, and power the whole city to prosperity.
Yeah, you get a huge demographic dividend.
Right. But if you don't have anywhere to put that surge, you basically blow the transformer under the weight of mass unemployment. But here is my pushback. How do you actually catch that wave when the source explicitly says education quality is still poor for the majority of Black learners? You can't just mandate 11 million skilled jobs into existence if the foundation is cracked.
What's fascinating here is that the blueprint totally acknowledges that. I mean, they know that just throwing money at high schools is entirely too late. The intervention actually has to start before a student even steps foot in a classroom.
Way before school.
Yeah. They heavily prioritize early childhood nutrition. The mechanism is just simple biology, really. If malnutrition stunts a child's cognitive development in their first 1,000 days, the education system is just fighting a losing battle.
Because the brain literally cannot process or retain the information.
Precisely. And once that nutritional baseline is secure, the plan attacks the foundational cracks in schools by upgrading teachers' skills. They focus on targeted subject matter training, continuous professional development, rather than just, you know, building newer classrooms.
Okay, that makes sense. But even if you wire the grid perfectly and educate every single student, they still need to physically get to the office. The sources show that in South Africa, geography acts as an active physical barrier to employment.
It's a huge barrier. By 2030, 70% of the population is projected to live in urban areas. So accommodating that shift requires a complete reversal of apartheid-era spatial planning. The plan actually calls for raising public infrastructure investment to 10% of GDP.
10%.
Yeah, 10%, specifically to build these massive public transport networks.
I mean, I get that commuting is universally frustrating, but how does physical distance actively lock a person into poverty? Is it just like the daily cost of a bus ticket eating up a minimum wage paycheck?
Well, it is the compounding effect of cost, time, and isolation. Under historical spatial divides, Black citizens were systematically pushed to the extreme margins of cities, completely disconnected from commercial hubs.
Right.
So a person might spend a massive percentage of their daily wages, plus maybe 3 or 4 hours in transit, just to work a low-wage job.
Wow, so you're losing money just trying to make money.
Exactly. Rebuilding this infrastructure isn't just about pouring concrete to replace aging coal plants. It's about tearing down those invisible walls. Integrating transit networks means building affordable rail and rapid bus systems that connect marginalized communities directly to economic centers.
Which ultimately bridges the wealth gap by giving people actual access to the economy.
That is the core objective. The blueprint specifically aims to drive the country's Gini inequality coefficient down from a high 0.69 to 0.60.
Which, I mean, a drop of 0.09 might sound small on paper.
It does, but remember, the Gini coefficient operates on a scale from 0 to 1, where 0 is perfect equality. So on a national scale, that drop is a seismic shift. It represents millions of citizens moving from the economic fringes directly into the middle class.
By changing the physical map, you change the economic reality.
Exactly.
So, what does this all mean for you listening to this deep dive? South Africa's blueprint perfectly highlights the universal challenge of long-term planning. It is this intense high-wire act of balancing deep historical scars with impending future threats, like climate change and severe water scarcity.
Right. You have to fix the past while simultaneously bracing for the future.
Exactly. Which leaves a critical question to consider.
Yeah, think about this. If you had to draft a 20-year survival and prosperity blueprint for your own community, balancing deeply ingrained spatial divides with impending climate threats, what would be your very first step?